loved him so and turn around and let him go. Then he said, you better watch your step or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Well, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Someday I might need you, baby. Don't do me like that. Listen, honey, can you see? Maybe you will bury me. If you were in a public eye, give someone else a try.
Oh, yes. Reaching deep, deep down, an album cut from Hard Promises. That's King's Road. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Before that, Don't Do Me Like That from Damn the Torpedoes. Billy the Kid. I believe that's a Bob Dylan cover, if I'm not mistaken, from the Echo record. And Wildflowers preceded that, the title track from that release. And then we heard Rebels from Southern Accents. Sorry again, I guess there'll be no more playing off that vinyl copy of Southern Accents. It's just riddled with scratches and like frost heaves or whatever. And then we started off that extended set with the Byrds cover, a song written by Gene Clark, founding member of the Byrds. Feel a Whole Lot Better from Full Moon Fever, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our farewell, our tribute show to Tom Petty. And, you know, what's funny is that I stuck by Tom Petty even when he wasn't cool, and there were periods when he wasn't, especially when I was in college, and I wanted to hear like Britpop or grunge or whatever, punk, and I stood by him, loyal to Tom Petty, even though I probably shouldn't have been, but I was, and that's going to be reflected in this program here tonight. Now, what's up next is this. I promised to play Traveling Wilburys as we slide over here, and you will not be let down. We're going to hear End of the Line, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Well, it's all. Tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring. Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's somewhere down the road away,
the end of the line.
You'll think of me and wonder where I am these days.
The end of the line, of the line.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the end of the line, the
purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all
happy to feel that.
At the end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
At the end of the line,
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to leave. Well, it's all right.
time beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. A little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. I felt so good. Like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. Last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a dream.
Stellar guitar work from from Mike Campbell. Mike Campbell, of course, a member of the Heartbreakers, but that was a record from, that was Full Moon Fever, credited to Tom Petty. Before that, Free Girl Now from the Echo record. Must say I missed that one. And then the classic duet with Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. And that's, of course, Stop Dragging My Heart Around from the Belladonna record. I mean, again, I'm thinking of that... that documentary on HBO with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, and how he played, Jimmy Iovine played an active role. It was kind of a strange, almost like a love triangle. I think he was dating Stevie Nicks, and yet Tom Petty was sort of in the middle of that, or he was sort of, you know, I don't know. I think there was a little too much drama going on between the two of them, and like Petty was the third wheel. I'm not sure, but it was kind of a strange little setup there. But it was a great song. I mean, Stevie Nicks with a classic blues vocal, and Tom Petty is kind of like the the lover, he's kind of like, you know, he's a little stoned. He's kind of a little apathetic. He's not really on board with whatever it is that she's talking about. It's kind of like a classic miscommunication between a couple, isn't it? In a sense, maybe I'm overanalyzing. I don't know. The Traveling Wilburys before that, End of the Line from the epic, speaking of epic, Traveling Wilburys collection. You know, I kept wondering when I was listening to that, like, what happened in the studio with, like, you've got Bob Dylan, you've got Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison, all these, like, famous people writing. I mean, you've got to assume that, like, a couple of people take charge and just write the song, and everybody else just kind of, like, follows along. I mean, it can't be five people writing, like, five, like strong voices writing at the same time. Everyone's got to fall into some kind of role, I would think, and then they, when it's their turn to play, they just play. I don't really know. Maybe there should be a documentary about the making of the Traveling Wilburys. There you go. I think their first problem was that they had a really dumb name. If it wasn't the Traveling Wilburys, if it was something better, then maybe it wouldn't be kind of something that's laughable. Anyway, I mean, the music is fine, but anyway, let's move on. Speaking of moving on, now it's time to move on as we move over here. The track Time to Move On from the Wildflowers record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Time to get going. I've been burned by the fire.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Refugee Classic from Damn the Torpedoes on this Tom Petty show this afternoon. A little late for that. Insider, wanted to play that. Yet another track with Stevie Nicks on it, singing harmony. And they did that live on the Pack Up the Plantations record, which we could have heard if I'd wanted to play that. But instead, I played for you Needles and Pins, also featuring Stevie Nicks, from the Pack Up the Plantation live record we've been spinning this evening, live at the Wiltern Theater. And then it was Tom Petty's Time to Move On from Wildflowers. We started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and this has been our Tom Petty show, tribute show, with his passing the week before last of a massive cardiac event, found alone in his room, alone in his house, and unresponsive. I guess he had been, something had happened. He had a heart attack, and nobody had found him for a long time, and that's the gist of it. They took him to the hospital, and there was basically no hope of reviving him, and he was finally, his death was finally called the next morning. And anyway, so this is our tribute to him. You know, a lot of great rock songs, some sensitivity to his southern roots, some folkiness, some of that 6-string or 12-string Rickenbacker-style guitar that we had heard from the Birds-related tracks or Birds-influenced tracks. And, of course, Don't Come Around Here No More with the with the MTV award-winning video. Anyway, let's move on up next as we slide over here. You know, there's so much good stuff out there that we could have played or that we can play and have played. We're going to play Jammin' Me, the live version of it, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You can build yourself. has a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country, the Yankees call it dumb. I got my own way talking, but everything is done with a southern accent where I come from. Now that drunk tank in Atlanta is just a
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. This has been our Tom Petty tribute show. Of course, underneath the title track from Southern Accents, produced by Jimmy Iovine, released in 85. Great record. A reference back to his Southern roots, originally, of course, from Gainesville, Florida. I think they had a tribute to him at the University of Florida football game or a couple weeks ago. But that's not going to be our last song. Last song of the night is going to be A Woman in Love, It's Not Me, a great track from Hard Promises, one of my favorites. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you next week.
Me goodbye, so don't think about it. You can go crazy. Anything can happen, anything can end. Don't try to fight it, don't try to save me. She's a woman.
to one. Don't try to talk, don't say nothing. She used to be the kind of woman you had in your home. She could understand a problem. She let the little things go. Say she was lonely.